Thomas More Catholic School have all canceled after-school activities for today. So that's the latest. But again, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com, for the constantly updated list. The real stuff is really expected to begin tomorrow night. That's when we get the sleet and freezing rain beginning. And that's going to continue overnight on Thursday, through the day on Friday, and into the day on Saturday before finally coming to an end. So we're keeping a very close eye on the forecast there. Joining us now in the studio after that fun weather forecast is Susan Brown and Susan McGuire of the Chapel Hill Public Library. The two Susans together and alive at last. How are you?
Susan squared.
Susan squared.
A pair of Susan.
How are you? How is the how busy has the library been so far this week? I know with wintry weather coming, that affects that actually increases the.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So we started the week. And by we, I mean Susan McGuire, because yes. I didn't work that day. We started the week. Martin Luther King Day, we were actually yes. open from 1 till 5.
1 to 5, yep.
And you would think, oh, it's going to be not busy. How was
would
it,
we
Susan?
Think that?
Every single person in Chapel Hill came to the library and returned 45 books,
which we loved.
Say that again. I had your mic off.
Oh. That's fine. I get it.
That mic is connected to another thing, which I had on, so okay. That was my fault. Okay, go ahead. How busy was it, Susan McGuire?
How busy was it?
Hey.
Every single person in Chapel Hill came in and returned 45 books, and we loved it. That's
and they checked
had
out
they
50.
Checked out 45 books, or did they just come and return 45 books?
Both.
Okay, yeah.
It's not in that
in
order.
And out.
And out. Okay.
That's how it works at the library.
Like
the Cookie
like
Monster was cooking.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah, we started the week busy, and with wintry weather, even though I can just tell you, I was just doing the swap with my husband and the kids, and mm-hmm. they're all excited about the weather.
The weather
kids,
and snow days.
It's
and
not going to snow. It's not. I'm just telling you now, you can listen to all the mm-hmm. weather. I know things.
Okay.
It's not going to snow. We're totally going to have school on Friday.
This is a Susan T right here.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You heard it from Susan Brown that it's not going to snow. Last year, I got in trouble with myself and the rest of the world when the weather forecast was telling me it wasn't going to snow on Monday, and then on Wednesday we got 8 inches. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
But it will be tomorrow, I guess, 45 gazillion people will be coming because they are. The possibility that you'll have to be in your house alone with children all day on Friday. You come to the library for books.
Is it an important Southern tradition when right before a big snowstorm comes, you go out and you stock up on milk, bread, and library books, right?
That's mm-hmm. Chapel Hill.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, so coming up on Saturday at the Chapel Hill Public Library, we actually do have, Sunday, right?
Yes.
Sunday. We have a really cool event that's coming up at the library. And as bad as the weather might be on Friday or Saturday, Sunday is going to be really nice. So after being possibly snowed in or iced in for 2 days on Friday and Saturday and all the road conditions being bad, Sunday it's going to be clear. It's going to be warmer. The sun's going to be out. All the stuff's going to be melted. You could actually leave your house and go to the library for
the book group bash.
The book
sorry,
group.
I didn't get my cue.
We totally
sorry, no
practiced
one,
this.
I was not prompting
we totally
anyone at all
this.
On that.
Yeah.
There will be rainbows
bash,
and unicorns and a book club bash
yeah.
on Sunday.
Not necessarily in that order.
This right,
yes.
correct. This is Susan
okay.
McGuire's baby, so we'll let her talk about it.
All right,
well,
go for it.
My baby was born a few months ago. So it's called the Book Group Bash, and what it is an event for folks who are in book groups mm-hmm. to come and talk about books they've enjoyed, to hear from experts about some books they might like to read in the future, to eat snacks. Susan Brown is going to talk about book group therapy because book clubs get in a rut or...
Right.
You know...
So
right.
how many book groups or book clubs are does the Chapel Hill Public Library work with, or how many do you know of? Is there
well,
there's,
I know there's
lots
a lot
out
that
there.
You
yeah.
don't work with, but
I think we don't really know too. How many
yeah.
truly how many we work with. Like we don't really have a registration system, but the Friends of the Library run two book groups at
okay.
the library. But then, you know, there's always
there's
people
so
checking out
many.
Our book kits.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would also say, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is your baby, but you don't have to be in a book group to come to the book group bash. If you're thinking about forming a book group, if you're looking for a book group, if you just want to be around a bunch of readers who like talking about books, you don't have, so it's not limited to book groups. And so you can, or if you're in a book group, but the rest of your group can't come. So if you want to come on your own mm-hmm. with your group, If you just like snacks. No, don't just come for the snacks.
No, we'll make you we'll make you participate. Gosh,
you don't know what people will do for snacks.
But the big draw, aside from Susan Brown and the snacks, is we are going to be doing a web chat with Gabrielle Zevin, who wrote The Storied Life of A.J. Fickrey.
Nice.
Which was a big hit with book groups. That's why we chose her.
When is this actually going to begin on Sunday?
Sunday at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay.
2 till 6. 2 till 6. So we've got a schedule up on the website.
Yep.
You can come for the whole day, which would be awesome, or you can just kind of drift in and out depending on your schedule.
When is the web chat?
2:30.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome.
We also have Ina Stern from Algonquin Books, which is Chapel Hill born and bred, is going to be talking about what's forthcoming from Algonquin, and
she's
a hoot.
A.J. Fickrey.
That's right. So. They published that book. So that'll be fun if you want to get a sneak peek.
I'm falling out of my chair. Sorry.
We fixed the microphone so it's like pointing at you. There we go. Okay.
I ain't never been on the radio.
We're working with a new microphone here that Susan McGuire has. We used to have two guest mics in the studio, and now we have three.
Right. I just realized that.
Yeah.
You added a microphone.
And Susan McGuire is on number three, so we're still working out
the
details.
She's a guinea
pig. There we go. Okay. Yeah.
So the Skype, you're calling it a web chat. Is that
because
we don't call it Skype?
No, we can call it
with an awesome author.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing that is because a lot of authors say that they'll will Skype with book groups. So we're going to, in addition to having a great conversation with this author, you can also see how it will be possible for your book group to Skype with an
Very
author.
Nice.
So it's meta.
That's awesome.
Go ahead.
I was going to say what else is going on, but you were about to start answering
that question.
I'm glad
you asked, Aaron.
Yes. We don't script any of this out in advance. I don't know many of you believe that, but it's true.
Susan mentioned book club kits earlier, and lots of people may not know about that service. So we have, 12 or 15 books? So good book club titles, 12 or 15 copies of them in a bag, oftentimes with a discussion guide, and book groups can check those out so you don't have to race around. Because oftentimes you can kind of tell, like, on a Tuesday morning if you're working, and as soon as you open, you get, like, three phone calls and two people at the desk asking for the same book.
Right.
It's like, your book group just met last night, right?
Yeah.
And they're all like pawing over each other to get there. So we have, you can just check out a whole bag and distribute them around and you can win your book club that way.
I like that.
So we'll be talking about some of the ways that the library supports book clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So how else, like, do you don't necessarily know in advance what a book club is going to be reading. So when that happens, when three or four people are calling in at once and saying, we want this book, what do you do then?
Well, if it's already checked out, we offer a different suggestion.
Different suggestion,
and you can reserve the book kits. So, you know, if somebody has the book you want, you can reserve it for the following month. And we choose the book kits. They're originally chosen by the Friends for their book groups, but we also kind of augment it with books that we think will make good discussion. That's not the right verb, but that will
facilitate. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the word you were
I'm
going
not
for.
Sure if that's right either, but that, you know, that there's lots to talk about.
Discussion? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Books where there's
I think make might
a
have
lot
been the right
to talk
verb
about.
In the first
so it's not just a good book. It's also like
it's got to be
talky
book club word.
It's got to be talky.
It's got to be book clubby.
So you know you have characters' motivations to talk about or
and things to debate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like what actually is the ending here? It's ambiguous.
And
yeah.
It's okay if everybody doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh
like,
yeah, because that will never happen.
Right.
Well, right, but also if everybody thinks that it's a great book, then that's like a really boring book club discussion.
Yeah.
Right. That's
it's a
super
lot more
boring
fun
book club
if
meeting.
You've got one person who thinks it's an amazing book and one person who absolutely hates it for some specific reason.
Right.
Yeah. Love that. Okay, we're speaking with Susan.
It's not
Brown.
A good book group unless they come to blows.
Yes. We're going to put that we're going to hang that on a banner outside as people are walking in for the book group bash. We're speaking with Susan Brown and Susan McGuire, the two Susans from the Chapel Hill Public Library. Book group bash at the Chapel Hill Public Library this Sunday. The weather's going to be nice. You will have been
indoors.
Stuck inside for 2 days. You can leave your house and go to the library and experience this. This starts at 2:30 with a lot of stuff going on. So,
and prizes.
And prizes. Mm-hmm. And And you'll be able to talk with Algonquin Books. You'll be able to talk with an author, Macmillan, right?
Talia Scherer from Macmillan will be there.
Yes.
So Macmillan is one of the big six publishing houses, but it's like it's not a name that maybe everybody knows because they think Random House,
right,
and Penguin,
right,
and all of these. So Macmillan, they're awesome.
A big deal.
And they're
of
a big
the
deal.
Palgrave Macmillans, I believe.
That's what that's their academic arm. And then some of their imprints are Farrar Straus and Henry Holt. I think it's Henry. Anyways.
I think so, yeah.
They're a big deal publisher. And people don't realize their National Library marketing rep is this little firecracker of a gal named Talia Scherer, and she lives in Chapel Hill.
Really?
She lives in Chapel Hill.
That's cool.
So she's a great person to meet and talk to, and she does a great job talking about books. So she'll also be recommending books and prizes, giving prizes to people.
Very cool. Okay, so in our last few minutes, we've got this book group bash coming up at the library. It's going to be super cool if you are in, and if super cool is kind of a Jan Brady thing to say, but it's going to be super cool.
It'll be
That's
groovy.
Fine. It'll be groovy. It'll be awesome. Rock out. And it's going to be at 2:30 this Sunday and running until 2 this Sunday. Two till six this Sunday at the Chapel Hill Public Library. If you've got a book group, you don't want to miss this. If you have a book group and you are looking for a book to recommend for next month or beyond, what would you recommend?
Pick me, Aaron.
Susan,
pick me. I'm
Susan,
ready to go.
Yes,
So one of my favorite books to recommend, and Susan McGuire can confirm, I believe we just formed this as a book club kit. One of my favorite books to recommend to book groups is True Grit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
For a couple reasons. It's a fairly short book, so it's easy to do in a month.
Mm-hmm.
B, there's a movie of it, so that's a great thing to do with book clubs.
Two movies of it, right?
Yeah.
So compare the two.
A group could do the book movie thing together and talk about the differences.
All right.
To me, it's an underrated American classic,
mm-hmm.
And it's got a great narrative voice, a great strong female protagonist, and often book groups like that. And it's just a great novel.
And I think it's good to point out something like that, too, because until you literally just said that, I didn't know that those movies were based on a novel. This is one of those cases where the movies, I guess, in this case, are so popular that it kind of transcends the novel's popularity.
I'm going to make you read it.
Okay.
Charles Portis, one of the great American authors. Well, here's the other thing, is that part of what I might touch on in my talk on Sunday, which is going to be like a book group therapy, like a Dear Abby kind of a thing, but for book groups, is it's a genre. And lots of times book groups fall into the Oprah picks, the literary picks.
Right.
I'm doing air quotes on the radio. and that's a Western, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be my pick. What about you, other Susan?
Susan McGuire
on mic three.
Well, I was trying to. I mean, the storied life of A.J. Fickrey, whose author we are going to be Skyping with, is a really good choice because it's about a guy who owns a bookstore, and it has so much heart, but it's not saccharine. Like, this guy is kind of a jerk, so it kind of makes
it already perfect for a book group.
Right,
you can debate the main character.
So that one's a good one, but the one that I'm really going to recommend is I'm also going to think outside the book group box and recommend March, the graphic novel by John Lewis.
Okay. Mm.
And it's in two volumes. And John Lewis is a senator. So, yes. And he was also really involved in the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
And these two graphic novels tell his story of how he got involved in the civil rights movement and all that he went through, which is pretty terrible.
That's wow.
Yeah, but it's amazing. I mean, it's won all sorts of awards. And I think people who were alive during that time of America will have a lot to contribute. And I think people who weren't, even, you know, you might make some comparisons to today, or I don't know. It's just really powerful.
You just learn a lot, too, right?
Because,
I mean, it's so many people and you think about the civil rights movement is now more than 50 years since a lot of the great events of the civil rights movement, the significant ones. So it's history now. And most of the people who are alive today were not alive during any of that. So it's a learning experience, too. And it's something that people need to know.
Yeah. And I think that's a great choice also because it's a graphic novel.
Yes.
And getting sort of book groups that might want to try something new or Mm-hmm. As you said, out of the book group box, that's a good choice.
Yep.
Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, so March and True Grit. Are your next two choices. If you got a book group and you have no idea what to do next, those are the two to go with.
The two least girly books.
The two least girly books. That's cool. It works. All right, so once again, Book Group Bash at the Chapel Hill Public Library, Sunday, 2 to 6. There will be snacks. There will be Skyping. There will be representatives from publishing houses, local and national,
and prizes.
Will all be on hand. And prizes.
Like really good prizes.
Like what?
Like a gift certificate to Crook's Corner along with the
a
book
copy
that
of
won
Tom
their
Cooper's
literary
book
prize.
That won.
Okay.
The Marauders.
Cool.
Yes. Lots and lots of free books.
I like how you're just looking at Susan McGuire for confirmation. Susan, what are the prizes?
I'm telepathing the answers.
Here's a fun one. So our friends have these awesome new tote bags, and they give us two tote bags, and then she and I each filled them with our own personally selected book club favorites.
You probably want to try to win mine.
I don't think so.
Try to win both of them, right?
All right.
Yeah. All right.
And
cool.
Lots of other great prizes.
Yeah.
So if you've got a book group, do not miss it. If you want to be in a book group, do not miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. 2 to 6 on Sunday. Weather's going to be nice. Get out of the house after being iced in for a couple of days.
It's not going to snow. I'm just saying it's not going to snow.
I think it's
going to
sleet a little bit.
It's not going to do anything.
Okay.
None of that's coming.
That's the Susan T from Susan
it's not gonna. Nothing will prevent you from wanting to talk about books.
That is true.
There you go.
That's absolutely true. All right, Susan Brown, Susan McGuire, Chapel Hill Public Library, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's 4:49.